There is nothing worth more that can never come close. No thing can compare. You are living whole. Your presence, Lord, I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, and my heart becomes free, and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that can never come close. No thing can compare. You are living whole. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. And so, Father, as we come before your presence this morning, with joy in our hearts, with singing in our souls and on our lips, God, our only desire this morning is to be in your presence. Lord, you are welcome here to come to more and have your way in us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We say yes to your will even now because your presence is what we long for. Your spirit is what we long for. Your glory is what we long for. So you are welcome to come here right now to flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your God, your glory is what we long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. We welcome you even now, God, because we understand that we are absolutely nothing without you. We can't make any plans without you. We can't make any steps without you. God, we are dead vessels without you breathing life and breathing strength and breathing hope into us every single day of our day-to-day journey. God, I'm mindful even now that Bishop Moody would say, I would never let a day go by without praising you. And Lord, we would never let a day go by without surrendering to you. We don't want to allow another day to go by without magnifying you. God, we don't want another day go by without saying yes to your will and yes to your way, Lord, because that's what our souls long for. You made us, oh God, to be long. You made us to long for you. You made us to thirst after you, Lord. The things that we chase for after this world are just bad substitutes, Lord. They're like substitute or fake sugar, Lord. Those things don't taste good, but Lord, when we get the real thing, Lord, it quenches, it satisfies, it pleases, Lord, and that's what we long for today. We're not looking for houses. We're not looking for land. Those things are substitutes. We're not looking for money, Lord. We're not looking for our fellowship with men, Lord. Those things are substitutes, but Lord, what we long for, what we're desperately seeking up this morning, God, is more of you, God. We want to be in your presence, God. We want to be in your midst, Lord. We want to be able just to touch the hem of your garment, God. We don't have to be in your bosom, Lord. We don't have to even be in your hands, Lord. But if we can just get to the hem of your garment, God, if I can just get you, glory, God, to fill the room, if I can just get you, God, to fall afresh on me, God, oh, God, that will make the day so much better, God. That will make me stronger and mightier, God. That will allow me, oh God, to walk in victory, Lord, and to walk in might, God. That will allow me, God, to continue to press towards that mark, God, for the higher calling that you have in me today. You are welcome, God, in this place. You are welcome in my soul. You are welcome in this temple, God, and you're welcome to go with me as I go along this day-to-day journey, Lord. Whatever it is that you have for me, oh God, to do today, God, oh God, I know that you would be with me, because you said that you would never leave me nor ever forsake me, God. And David said that even when I walk through dangerous and perilous times, God, I know that you are with me, God, because your rod of protection is there. Oh God, and your staff, they comfort me, Lord. So no matter where I find myself going today, no matter what obstacles the enemy may try to throw my way today, oh God, I shall be victorious, God, because lo, you are with me. And when you are with me, Lord, I don't have to fear anything, Lord, because there's no good thing that you will withhold from me. So, God, I'm reminded even now, God, for the message on this Sunday, Lord, what shall we say then to these things? If I belong to you, and I'm a child of God, and I'm a child of the Most High King, what shall I say to these things then? If God be for me, who can be against me? And that revelation, God, that understanding, just reminds me, Lord, that nothing the enemy throws my way can stop me or defeat me. Yes, he may form some weapons, but they won't prosper. Yes, he may cause us to have to climb some hills, but God, you are the God of the hills and the God of the valleys as well. God, nothing the enemy throws our way can cause us, Lord, to be defeated or separated from you. Because I'm somebody special. Thank you for reminding me, God, that I'm somebody special. What shall we say then to these things? Someone that has been predestinated, someone that has been called, someone that has been strengthened and empowered, God, that's who we are. And if we belong to you, God, nothing the enemy does can stop us, because the God that we serve is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, but it's according to the power of faith that works in us, Lord. When we tell you that we believe, Lord, it grows the ability for you to be able to do miraculous things in our midst. Lord, when we doubt, Lord, it only gives you a small window to be able to come in and perform the miracle that we need. But when we surrender all, when we say yes to your will, when we find ourselves content in what sort of state that we're in, God, when we allow you to say, God, to have your way in our lives, and we get the spirit to say, nevertheless, God, then you can come in, God, and use us just where we are at, God. We may be battered. We may be broken. We may be bruised, God. We may be cast down. God, but God, we still have the victory, Lord, because in the end we are guaranteed the win, Lord, because we are attached to the winning side, God. We are attached to the one, oh God, who made heaven and earth, oh God. We are attached to one, oh God, who knows our ending from our beginning, Lord. We are aligned with the one, God, that says, let's spoke things into existence, Lord, and they appear to be, and they appear immediately. We're connected to you. And not only are we connected to you, Lord, but we belong to you because you made us just like you. You made us to reflect your image. So we are your children. Ha, thank you, Lord. Thank you for being one of yours. And thank you for the reassurance, God, that I already have the victory. And so, Lord, as we go through our day today, some of us are praying, preparing ourselves now to go to work. Others, oh God, are preparing to work from home. You know, some of them are preparing to go to school. People are starting school around the nation. Wherever we find in our journey, Lord, today, give us the ability and give us the strength, oh God, to be able to walk by faith and not by sight. We want to become more aware of your presence everywhere we go. So I want us to be like David, Lord, and be willing to bless the Lord at all times. So allow your praises to continually be in our mouths. When we acknowledge that you are the God of everything, Lord, then we acknowledge that you are everywhere that we go. So you're worthy of the praise, Lord. If there's an accident on the road, God, thank you that there were no deaths, God. You are a merciful God. Because if you had said it to be different, Lord, it would have been different, Lord. When the birds, oh God, that they poop on our car, Lord. But thank you that the fowls in the air remind me, God, that you would take care of me even better than you take care of the fowls in the air, Lord. We may see somebody that's homeless, Lord. God, we don't have to despair, Lord, but we can sow into them. We can bless them, Lord, because it could have been me outdoors with no food and no clothes. So every bad thing or everything that looks like it's bad that comes our way throughout the day, Lord, God, it's just an opportunity for us to acknowledge, God, that it could have been a different way. But because of your grace and your mercy, God, you've allowed me to still be here, or you've allowed me to make it through, or you allowed me to go through that door, or you've allowed me to overcome whatever comes our way, oh God, today. Let us not be a half-glass empty group, but let us be a half-glass full and be reminded again that we should ask ourselves, who are we? And if we understand who we are, we must understand whose we are. And if we understand whose we are, we'll understand that we already have the victory. Again, I ask these simple questions. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? We acknowledge your presence, Lord, today. We acknowledge that you are the very air that we breathe. We acknowledge, God, that your presence is what we long for, and your presence is what we need. And as we go through this day, if we welcome your presence in our midst, wherever we go, create an atmosphere of worship, create an atmosphere of adoration, create an atmosphere you can come in and rest in the midst of us, God. Oh, God, how great can you be on our jobs? How great can you be at our school? How great can you be on the metro? How great can you be in the slug car? God, how great can you be if we're willing to welcome you everywhere we grow? We want you and we need you, Lord, today. We can't make it without you. So we're desperately seeking your presence. We're desperately seeking you to be in the midst of us. So fill our mouths with praise. Because when praises go up, blessings can't help but to come down. And we don't just want the blessings to come down, but we want you, the God that blesses, to inhabit our praises, to come rest right in the midst of us, Lord, and allow your glory, oh God, to come and shift the atmosphere and to heal and to deliver and set free. Because the things that I have to go through in this journey, Lord, I'm reminded even now it's just not for me. But my trials and my issues and my problems and my storms are here so that I can tell someone else that God did it and he can do it for you as well. If he brought me through, then I have no doubt that he can bring you through, because our God is not a respecter of persons. What he's done for one, he's willing to do for another. So I thank you for my valleys. I thank you for my mountains even now. I thank you for my trials, Lord, because they just let me know that I'm on my way higher, God, that you have a higher calling for me, and I just need to get on my horse and continue to press towards you, because I want to be pleasing to you, and I want you to get the glory out of my life. Lord, Holy Spirit, you're welcome. You're welcome to be with me all day. I need you. I can't make it without you. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty for more of you even right now. So come and have your way in your people on this day. I call out the family of Mother Annie King as they mourn her lost, Lord, in New Jersey. I pray for comfort and strength for that family right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for Miss Little, God, the mother, oh God, that came to the church on Sunday for our food distribution, Lord. She asked for prayer not only for herself. She had some issues that she was dealing with, Lord. One of them is sickle cell, and I think she had another ailment that was ailing her, Lord. But I plead the blood right now, God, that you would touch her body from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet and heal her body right now in the name of Jesus. And not only her body, God, let her be a vessel, oh God, to be used for your glory in the midst of her family as well. She lamented, God, about how the issues that are raging in her family, Lord, and she just wants to be a light, God. Help her to give her the words, oh God, to say, oh God, to speak light into her family, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We call in the name of baby Noel Court, God. We're still looking for the miracle signs and wonders to be performed, God. Thank you that the baby is growing, Lord. Thank you for the strength that she is garnering every single day, Lord. But we're looking forward to that successful surgery, oh God, to reattach her esophagus, oh God, to her stomach, Lord, that she'll be able to eat on her own, God. We speak those things as not as though they were, God, because we put them into your hands, Lord. Thank you, God, Holy Ghost, for reminding me to say it right, Lord. It's not our power, but it's your power that can manifest things that don't exist into existence, Lord. I pray for my brother Carl Christopher, Lord, who is asking for wisdom on the life journey that you have him going in right now, God. Don't let him wander there, oh God, aimlessly, Lord, not knowing, Lord, because your word tells us that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into our hearts what good things you have in store, but your spirit will identify it. Your spirit will show us that, God, and his desire, God, is to know the purpose and the plans that you have for his life, and that it may be revealed to his family as well in the name of Jesus. These are just some of the petitions, God, that we lay before you on this morning, God, and I thank you, Lord, that you are a prayer-answering Savior. Oh, God, that we don't have to fear that you don't hear us, but we understand that you do hear us. And since we know that you do hear us, God, we can have the confidence that, God, our petitions will be met and they will be answered. And we thank you right now because you are a prayer-answering Savior. You are a God that sits high and looks low, and there's nothing that's too hard for you. There's nothing impossible for you. So we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. That takes me back to my initial point again, was that who we are and whose we are. And I say that we belong to God. And we thank you, God, that you are mindful of us and that you love us so much and that you'll do anything for us because you will withhold no good thing from those that fear you. And we love you, Lord, today, and we magnify your name. Give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' precious name, we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen and amen.